Thank you and good morning. Humboldt State University Geology Professor Emeritus Lori Dengler will speak at the Tokyo National Museum today as part of a five-year commemoration of the earthquake and tsunami that swept over that country in March of 2011. Dengler was part of the post-tsunami survey team, and she will discuss the connections between Japan and the North Coast and how the 2011 tsunami and a similar event, the Cascadia tsunami in 1700, affected the area. Dengler was also one of the experts who studied the fishing boat that washed up on the shore of Crescent City and was later returned to Japan. That has led to a student exchange program between Del Norte High and Takata High School. A group from Del Norte is currently visiting Takata High in Japan. Three state assembly members, including North Coast Representative Jim Wood, have authored a bill that would impose a health impact fee on sugar-sweetened beverages, and the money raised would be used to fund local and state programs to treat obesity, diabetes, heart and liver disease, as well as oral health. The health impact fee will be imposed on beverage distributors at 2 cents per fluid ounce, and it's estimated the fee would raise more than $2 billion per year. Assemblymember Wood, who ran a dentist practice for nearly 30 years, says the issue must be addressed as a comprehensive healthcare strategy.
Tooth decay is the most common chronic disease in children. It's 5 times more common than asthma and will impact 71% of children before the third grade. 500,000 children in California will miss at least 1 day of school due to a dental problem. AB 2782 provides critical resources for public health initiatives, including oral health.
AB 2782 has a long way to go before it reaches the governor's desk and will first be heard in committee next month. By a vote of 26-10 yesterday, the state Senate approved a bill that would raise the minimum age to purchase tobacco to 21, and it now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. This bill saves lives, billions of dollars, and will virtually cost nothing to implement, said State Senator Ed Hernandez, the bill's author. If it's signed into law, California will be the second state to raise the tobacco purchase age to 21. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District appointed Eureka resident and attorney Neil Latt as a new board member for the Division I District at their special meeting yesterday. Latt, who was one of 3 candidates who applied for the position, will replace Caitlin Saposi-Belknap, who resigned to relocate to Sacramento. Latt will be officially sworn in at the Water District's regularly scheduled meeting next week. The American Cancer Society and the Eureka Chamber of Commerce will celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Discovery Shop with an open house and ribbon-cutting ceremony at the shop's expanded store on F Street in Henderson Center today at noon. The Discovery Shop was formed 30 years ago by residents of Eureka, and proceeds go to cancer research. Members of the shop's board of directors, local elected officials, and community leaders will be on hand. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Virginia Bass is in a unique position when it comes to discussions surrounding the county and the city of Eureka working together to address homelessness. Bass served the city before she was elected as a supervisor, and it's an issue that's been on her plate since she was first elected to public office. Bass appeared on Talk Shop on Wednesday and discussed the strategies the county and the city are taking on the issue, and she was certain of one thing: they need a new way of doing things.
You know, I think the money that's been thrown at the problem might actually be part of the problem. There is so much emphasis on certain types of housing. You have government funds that become very hard to access, and any project takes a lot more time than if you're in the private industry and ends up costing a lot more money. I think some of what we're looking at with this housing first model is, how do you do it differently?
As has been demonstrated on numerous occasions on the North Coast, the answer may lie in a close public-private partnership. But Bass said that the work is just beginning, and state officials play a role as well.
I think that's what the recognition is. I mean, you've got Senator McGuire and Assemblymember Wood who are recognizing this. McGuire actually has a summit in Ukiah to look at the needs of the North Coast communities and how our needs with the homeless approaches might be different. And I think we just need to start recognizing whatever we've been doing, not all of it's been working in our benefit.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Supervisor Virginia Bass by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.